Welcome back. I'm going to tell you what's in this episode. Get a pen, get a piece of paper, and get ready to listen twice because this is a masterclass in marketing, scaling, offers, how to sell the offer, how to sell the transformation, how to build your business, how to have the right routines, the right focus, and how to operate every day to get to the results you want from the incredible Sienna. And I take a backseat in this one and I just hype her up because she took me to church and I took notes. And so without further ado, let's get into the show.
Are you ready to ethically scale your business? Good. Because this is the Mind of George podcast, where relationships beat algorithms and depth is the only direction when it comes to ethically scaling your business. Each Monday and Friday, I'll be the guy between your ears in the hoodie and pink shoes guiding you home, giving you the tools to extract, honor, and amplify your genius so you can be the light for your customers. Sound fabulous? Cool. Let's get into the episode.
All right, everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Mind of George Show. We got a blue background today, and we are matching because our guest chose the color. And speaking of this guest, before I even make an intro, I'm going to make her get right into a juicy nugget because I was like, hey, girl, like, what's... And she's like, this. And I'm like, you know what? I need to be taken to class on that again today, and I need the reminder, and everybody can benefit from this. But let me... I'm going to do this intro a little bit different because I had the absolute pleasure of co-facilitating a panel with this incredible woman. And we had very little context for each other, but I literally remember the moment she answered a question. And I was like, I love you. Who are you? Where are you? How can I get more of you? And so the only way that I can describe it is she is like a surgeon with her words and cuts out all the fluff to stay focused on what matters and what moves the needle, is obsessed with people winning, is a walking example of how to lead with value, which we're going to talk about in a minute, literally embodies everything she teaches, is a savage mother, woman of God, an excellent wife, like leader of women. And I swear every time she posts, I'm like, oh, thanks for the reminder. Thanks for the reminder. Thanks for the reminder. And so I don't know how else to introduce you than to say my experience of you. So Sienna, I am just humbled and honored and excited to have you on the show.
Oh, thank you so much for having me. And you said that I'm like a surgeon. And I love that so much because I actually went to Harvard Medical School and almost became a surgeon.
No way.
Not even going to lie. Love that.
Nailed it. Well, you know what? In the lens of surgery, I'm going to let you perform some business surgery on people right now because I asked you before the show and I was like, hey, you know, what's that like burning thing that like everybody could really benefit from here like this? And I'm like, you know what? Now that I figured out the Harvard thing, I'm going to let you take us to the operating room. And so I'd love for you to just kind of paint the picture.
Yes. Okay. So I just think one of the best things that people should stop doing if they do not want to make any more sales is we should stop leading with what our product is and what the service is that we're providing and start leading with how is this product, how is this service going to transform someone else's lives? Nobody cares about your product. Nobody cares about your offer. What they care about is what it is going to do to them. So that's how we should be selling.
I love that. And for a little context, right, what is it that you help women do or men or everybody do? Primarily women, right?
Yeah, I primarily work with women, but I'm not against working with men, just an FYI. But I will say this, when someone comes to me and they're working with me, we really focus on selling the transformational item. So exactly, like we get into the nitty gritty. What is it that is going to help someone grow, right? So I know, for example, with me, I have a group coaching program called the 5K Mastermind. I know that when someone hires me into my program, yes, great, I'm going to make them $5,000 a month in their business, but that's not it. What I'm really going to do is I'm going to allow you to stop living paycheck to paycheck. I'm going to help you to break the cycle of having to work a 9-to-5. I'm going to help you to be able to stay at home with your kids so you can have that interaction time and never miss their milestones again. Because let's be realistic. On Earth, most people only need about $5,000 to live, right? If your bills are way over that, maybe we should have a conversation. But
hey, are you calling me out right now? Are you calling me out right now?
Well, also, like, your income is a lot different
I'm kidding. But you know what? No, I'll break the fourth wall. I got humbled this year because I lost focus a couple years ago about what really mattered, right? And you nailed it, right? Like, I want to give some credence to this because, you know, we're at different stages of entrepreneurship and I'm on the beginning stage of my true clarity, but the trailing stage of 13 years of mistakes. Right. And to give credence to what you just said for everybody listening, I promise you there is nothing worth sacrificing your life to build your business. And mm-hmm. so the fact that you speak about that and have that is so credible, but it is also so important because there is no point. There really, really is no point. It just leads to like the most darkest road that we could end up in. And so I appreciate you saying that.
Yeah. I mean, it definitely can lead to burnout. And I posted this yesterday on Instagram, but one of my clients, when she first hired me, she was really struggling. And I mean, like this girl, and she told me her story and she said, I have permission to share it. So I hope that's okay with her for this podcast. But she had told me, you know, Sienna, I had to call my mom and beg my mom for like a couple of dollars to put gas in my car just so I could take my son to a park. That's how much she was struggling. She was like past due on so many bills. Bills were piling up every single day. You know, creditors are calling her and there's all of these things that are going on. And it was such a toxic financial environment for her. And she is married and she has a, you know, small child who's 1 year old, but she wasn't able to hold up her end of the bills. And her husband didn't make enough to cover her credit cards, to cover her, you know, experiences and things like that, or to even cover for them to have gas in both vehicles. And so when she hired me out of a place of, this is my last resort. This is, I'm going to put everything into working with someone who's going to help me to hit. And for her, it wasn't even $5,000 a month. She just wanted to make $2,000 every month in her business. And what ended up happening was in that 6 months time that we started working together, she started slowly making clients after clients after clients. Today, she's making, I mean, it's 6 months later, she's now making over $6,000 in her business, which is $4,000 more than she needs to be making to survive in her life. And this is the type of impact that we're talking about. And when I'm talking about selling with value, selling with like really showcasing the transformation, this is the transformation. Yesterday, this girl went and was able to buy Starbucks, which 6 months ago wasn't something she even had like $5 to buy a cup of coffee. I think we take for granted these like little things, right? Like even I do, I'm like, oh, it's $5. But $5 goes a long way for someone who doesn't have $5. Mm-hmm. She was able to take her kid yesterday to go to an indoor playground, which by the way, costs about $15, you know, to get into. All of these things are the transformation. Her story is unraveling and people don't care that I made her $5,000 a month or $6,000 now. What they care about is the fact that, wow, here was this girl who was struggling to put like $10 worth of gas to go down the street to take her kid to a free park, by the way, uh-huh. is now able to go to an indoor paid $15 adventure with her child and stop and get Starbucks. Like that is transformation. And if you are not selling with that level of heart, you are probably not seeing sales in your business.
1,000%. And I have to speak to this too, because this is something that I felt from you the moment that we met, and I've consumed pretty much everything you've posted since. And I think a lot of times, and myself included for years until I really got this, we also get drastically disconnected from the current state of the people we're helping. And it gets exacerbated when all we do is talk about the products or services, because it actually makes the situation worse. And it keeps us a little bit disconnected from the reality of the situation and knowing what we could do to serve and help. Because there's also even what you said. Like I think right now and across the board, every entrepreneur, like everybody I know, I'm on the phone 35, 40 people a week, right? From $0 to nine figures, and everybody's under constraint right now. And everybody's feeling the world changing and feeling this. And I was like, oh yeah, people need to know that you care. Like they need to know that you understand. They need to see themselves in it. And this is something that you do so well.
Yeah.
Is this something that you learned over time, like when you started your offers, or did you just kind of get it in the beginning, or is it a muscle that you flexed?
Yeah, to be honest with you, this happened accidentally. I was in a group coaching program myself because prior to this, I was a social media manager, which, you know, I had an agency. I had 8 employees. Everything was going great. But before things were going great, things were bad, yeah. Right? When I was pregnant with my son, who's now 2, I struggled with a condition called hyperemesis gravidarum, which if anyone's listening, you're like, what the heck is that? It is a condition that only affects 2% of pregnant women worldwide. Like in the entire world, I happen to be one of the lucky 2% of people. And so here we are. And so what it does is it causes you, this is gross, to completely just vomit uncontrollably all the time. And for most women, they get over it after their first trimester. For me, I wasn't so lucky. I had it for 9 months straight. It was really, really hard. I was vomiting 120 times a day, every day for 9 months. I was hospitalized like, I think 12 times or something crazy like that. And unfortunately, I'm not able to have any more biological children. So we're in the middle of adopting as a result. But regardless, it was a very hard time in my life. And during that time, I had a business prior to that. And during that time, I had to stop all business. I could not run a business because I was sick. I was always in the hospital. I was always doing this. And we had just bought our house. And, you know, we couldn't afford our house anymore. I was looking at losing a house that I just bought 3 months ago because I could no longer afford to pay the mortgage, having to call my grandmother and say, hey, grandma, could you please send me $1,500 so I can pay my mortgage every month until I can get back on my feet? And my grandparents are, bless their heart, they are amazing. They sent me the money and then some so I could buy groceries, so I could get whatever I needed. And I was so fortunate to have my grandparents' support. And, you know, I recognize not everybody has that level of support in their lives, right? Yeah. And so just being able to tap into that was such a blessing. And then being able to say, okay, I need to stop taking money from my grandparents once I got better, of course, and I need to figure this out. And at first I had hired this coach. I will not say her name, but I hired this coach. And she was a $10,000 container coach. And obviously at that point of my life, if I can't even pay my mortgage, you already know I cannot afford $10,000, right? Flat. And this coach convinced myself and my husband to take out a loan through her. And it had a 30% interest rate in order to pay for it. But I was so desperate to make money in my business. And what I learned through my experience is that there are thousands of online coaches out there. And most of these people just care about getting rich. They care about filling their pockets, making more money, but not about the person behind the business. I came to this person into her container when I was at the lowest time of my life, and I got almost zero support from this woman. I gave her $10,000 plus 30% interest. And I was stuck in my business still, and I had no support. And it was from that experience that I said, I'm going to become a coach, and I'm going to do things differently, and I'm going to help people where they really need to be, and I'm going to look at what they are going through in their actual life, and that is what I'm going to focus my content on. And I had to mute other people doing what I was doing because everyone's talking about, oh, I made $1,000. I made $1,000,000 in 6 months. I had to mute all of those people so I could get creative with how I wanted to sell. And that is with leading with my heart, leading with that transformation and that value, but not until I had to shut and silence everybody else out first. And so that is really how I stepped into coaching overall and why I do what I do.
Do you know the amount of wisdom that is like packed inside of that one answer? Like from Parkinson's law of constraint to boiling down to the needle movers, mm-hmm. to literally being like, if I'm consuming, I'm tainting my vision and my creativity, yeah. and it gets to be my way, to the self-trust to consistently make deposits, but also reinvent until you get to the ideal outcome. And then mm-hmm. the level of empathy and heart from you understanding. And like, I'll ask about that coach after the pod, just so I know the name. And like, yeah. I get these stories. I mean, I literally am like, the Robin Hood of marketing. Everybody comes to me after they're some $100,000 in the hole with the same yeah. stories over and over. And I think the only benefit right now, and I thank COVID for this, is the filter process is through the roof, mm. and everybody's discernment is very, very different now. Yeah.
Right.
And this has always been the only way, in my opinion, even though I learned the wrong way and shifted this way. But it really, really focuses down to understanding. But then here's the craziest part. In my opinion, it's also the only way to really have your pulse on your business and make it scalable mm-hmm. and make it repeatable, because we forget that selling to people is not the goal. The goal yeah. is when they get a result. You can't get a referral without a result. You can't get another, you know, anything without a result. And 93% of marketing is word of mouth. And a lot, I don't think a lot of people think about the collateral damage, because you on the receiving end
right.
of that, you're pretty influential now, and you're not going any smaller. You're only going to get bigger.
Yeah.
And that entire origin story, people forget that there's potentially millions of people are going to hear the story of that coach, that container, and that compression. Right. And we forget about that. And I think that's a
heart,
very, yeah. very, very important point, because, you know, like I think we've all been there. And I remember in the beginning of my career, like I swore, like when I opened the Alliance this year, but even when I launched Masterminds years ago, I spent so much money in the early stages. And I was taught, and now, like, out of alignment for me, how to do it this way and how to do it this way and how to do it this way. Mm-hmm. And it was like a prison. Because I was like, this doesn't feel right. Like, that doesn't feel good. That doesn't. And you got a faster lesson than I did. It took me about 8 years. So kudos. I think the Harvard thing's working out for you. The surgeon thing is really good. I'm more like three colors of crayons in my box because I was a Marine. But I've used a color with pink pretty good. But that's a really, really, I absolutely love that. And now I would say, and by the way, this all makes so much more sense to me now, looking from the outside in. I'm like, Oh, I get it. I totally, totally get it. Because I also think what's so incredible is, like, how often do you work?
Like every day? Three hours a day.
3 hours a day. 3 hours a day. She said this and she's like, no, like, we're done. And she's like, no, it's in my contract. And I'm like, huh? She's like, yeah, you cannot communicate with me. You cannot. But, and I was like, damn, girl, like, what? And I was like, okay, cool. But I also love that what it feels like for me is it feels like this level of alignment and wisdom and knowledge. You're like, I know what I know, and I know I can help you. And I've been through this. And so this is what it looks like. And you also model the behavior that creates the state change and the belief change for your customers to show them, which matches the transformation that you're sharing with them that they're going to get there.
Yeah.
And makes them the hero of their own journey, which is the whole point. And like, to think about that woman that's now getting $6,000 a month. And like, the business lesson in that, though, is with all this change too, I think a lot of people forget too, that like, when you're starting anything, you have to start bite by bite. You have to move it incrementally, piece by piece. And like, even with us, like, you know, I've launched offers before and made $1 million in a day. Like, my best ever day was like 700 grand with one email back in like 2015 awesome. Before anybody knew the affiliate game. And I was like, I'm first in the ebook game. And, but even now, you know, you add 14 years later and we're like, oh, we're going to go launch this new offer. And it's like, you're back in kindergarten because you have to repaint and you have to get into that transformation and that after state. And so I absolutely love that. And so in that lens too, besides the marketing of like the transformation, what are some of the other mistakes that you see all the time that like either drive you nuts or you're like, please stop, or like, oh, like, I'd love to hear.
I think for me, like, a lot of my clients, they don't have proper systems in place in their businesses. That kind of grinds my gears a little bit, but I'm happy to like help put those systems in place. Right. But at the end of the day, we need systems in order to function. You cannot just go into your business and say, okay, I'm going to do this, 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 and this. You're going to drive yourself to the ground. And like you were saying about me, George, I do not have any time or energy to put into doing extra things in my business, right? Like, I have my Dubsado, which is my onboarding system. And I love it because now people can just do what they need to do with me. They can sign up with into my programs, pay an invoice, sign a contract, all of these things. And I could be on a beach somewhere sipping a margarita while my kid is playing in the water. And like, I'm still making money. I don't have to be glued to my phone 24/7 just to make money or just to answer a DM. So I think having systems in place helps, right? Like I have my project management tool, which is how I track, like, what is my VA doing? What do I need to do? What does my social media manager need to do? All of these different people who are part of my business that make my business run smoothly, you know, I can check in on every single person in every single aspect. This is important to me. And even if you don't have people yet, I will say you need a project management tool. Yep. Because you need to be able to identify how much time are you spending on which tasks, what are you doing every single day? Like, you're just wasting money if you're just doing everything, you know, or just finding busy work for yourself to do. No, create a list. Have it organized by, like, what's high priority, what's not high priority, and get done what's important to get done in that day. And that's it. Cut it out. Like, stop doing all this extra unnecessary work all the time.
Yeah, I'm going to be a smartass right now. I'm going to use you to my advantage. So just for everybody listening, this is like episode 450. So that's probably the 317th time you've heard that. With another testimonial and another case study, because I also think, and I'm going to ask you this because I'm innately curious, but I also think that with a lot of your female clients, there's probably resistance to the systems because of their emotions and how it feels. But then when you hold them into those systems and they follow the plan instead of their emotional roller coaster, that's where the things start to shift, because it's the consistency of, like, oh, we got to measure it. Oh, we got to do it, right? I say this to people all the time. Like, you have to earn the right to be distracted. Yeah. I'm like, that's it. I'm like, you can go on Instagram all you want once you've done your needle movers for the day first.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
And they're like, huh? I'm like, yeah, you got to earn the right to be distracted. Like, you got to protect your vision. You got to protect your business, right? And so I think too, like in hearing it, like, I'll remind some people too, like, it's not about the rigidity of, like, oh, it's this process, it's this thing. In hearing what Santa says, it's about focus. Like, you have to know your queen bee role. Like, you have to know what inputs that you create that create the results that you want, or else you have nothing to measure. You don't know what works. You don't know where it's going.
Sure.
And then you end up in the bucket of, like, I have 88 different types of content, 17 different lead magnets that lead to one offer that nobody can get to. And then they don't know about the offer because I just tell them it helps them do this, it helps them do this, and it helps them do this. And for everybody listening, I'm going to be talking about this a lot. It's trust economy right now. 2024, Hormozi named it. But what it really is that people need to know what you believe and why you believe it, and that you can be the person to help them see themselves in that transformation, which means if you're giving them feature benefits, and I'll say this to everybody because this one always lands, ladies specifically, when was the last time you hired a personal trainer based on how many deadlifts or bench reps he told you to do? Never.
Right. Sure.
You hire them based on how they speak about and how they think about the tools that they're giving you. And then women never buy skincare based on the features and benefits of the product. They look at how it's going to affect their skin, what it makes up about themselves, is it in alignment with them, is it beliefs? All these different pieces, as we're surrounded by evidence, buy it, but we forget. And we forget that that's the transformation. And so I have a question for you, because I know you talk about this a lot, because this is something I see everybody struggle with, and you articulate it so well. And it's like, how does somebody go from knowing the feature benefits to, like, what's the transformation? Like, what are questions they can play with?
Yeah, I think you need to talk to other people. Like, you need to talk to your ideal clients. Most importantly, not even ideal clients, excuse me. What I mean by that is you need to talk to people who are already where you want your clients to be. What I see a lot of people do wrong with market research is they talk to people who are in that are stuck. They don't talk to the people who are already there. Because remember, we need to be focusing on the transformation. The only way you're going to get a transformational statement out of people is if you talk to people who've already experienced it. So for example, if you have a mug, and let's say this mug keeps your coffee hot all day long, right? Or something crazy like that. And maybe your ideal client is a mom, or like a mom. If you know anything about moms, we are reheating our coffee like 30 times a day before we get a chance to even drink it, because the babies are running around, diapers need to be changed, naps, all these things, crazy things, unpredictable things, right? And so you have this mug and you want to sell. It's such a beautiful mug. You want to sell this mug. And so you need to talk to someone who has a mug that is similar to the mug that you have, that you are trying to sell. Because that person, if she's a mom or not a mom or whatever she is going to be able to tell you what it does for her day. It allows, maybe for her, instead of having to constantly reheat her coffee because it's already still hot, she is able to relax on the couch during her child's nap time instead of having to put the baby down and then sit down on the couch, start her show and go, oh, wait, I wanted to drink my coffee. I didn't get a chance to drink my coffee today. Now she's going to the microwave. She's putting the coffee out. We are eliminating all of that. I don't know. I just made up a company.
I love so maybe that. We'll do it. We can do it. It'll be our first project sometime in the future.
if you are listening and you have a company like this, I'm giving you all the answers, but you know, you're eliminating all of those steps. And now you have this coffee that when she puts her baby down to bed, she just has to grab her cup and sit down and watch her show uninterrupted, which changes her mindset. And now it allows her to be a better mom. So when the baby wakes up, she's not frustrated because she had to get up a million times or do a bunch of things. She feels relaxed because she was able to sit down and drink her coffee. That is what you are selling. You're not selling the mug. You're not selling the heating aspect. You're selling the relaxation of what that mug did for that mom, if you have a cup like that geared towards moms, right? That's what we're selling. And so we need to talk to other people who have already experienced that bliss, because now we could take their beautiful words and we could put it into our marketing. But without their words, our marketing is nothing. If we're constantly just playing on pain point, pain point, pain point, we're just going to get people who are sick of their problems, but are probably not 100% willing to solve their
problems. I'm about to riff on this because you just gave a marketing masterclass for everybody listening. So everybody right now, this would be the time to rewind it and listen to what Sienna said again, because that is something that people pay me six figures to help them do in their companies. And that is the answer right there. But I'll give a real example that everybody knows. Apple only owns 2% of the market and 98% of the revenue, and Android has the rest. But if you think about Apple owning 98% of the revenue with only 2% of the market, and you go think about every Apple commercial or every Android commercial, what's the only difference? Androids are feature benefits. This. And Apple is showing people what it's like to use the phone and how easy it looks. Pictures of your kids. Look how easy you can send these memories. And I was like, oh, got it. And so for those that don't remember, go listen to the episode with Fabi, because we talked about this as well, because in the lens of this, you have problem aware, solution aware, and self-aware. Mm-hmm. And what Sienna said is, if you build your profile based around people that are in that current stuck position, you attract more people that are problem aware, that aren't interested in getting the result yet, because they still identify as the person who that resonates with. When you go to the transformation, and a woman sees it in this lens, and if she can see herself in that transformation, she self-identifies and is self-aware, and that's what calls her forward, right? Because in our world, and I've seen this for 15 years, you can go problem aware, and you're going to get people that are addicted to the story. This is another course that doesn't work. This is another piece of evidence. But then you have to remember, well, I'll just talk about the solutions. I'm like, no, no, no. Now you get the people that are addicted to picking up 80 recipes that they never eat. And there's always another thing that's missing. And they're like, oh, and I'm like, yeah, self-aware. And self-aware means, and what you've nailed, is that you have to focus on the transformation so that they can see themselves in it. Because if they identify in that belief or in that thinking, then they're open to that catalyst to them becoming that customer. Yeah. And for everybody that doesn't know, I can give you example after example, all the way up to $100 million companies, of what happens when you bring in problem aware people. And you're like, well, what do you mean? I'm like, every supplement company that called me back in the day had the same retention. 2 months, 2 months, 2 months, 2 months, 3 months, 3 months, but never over. But when you looked at all their marketing, it was pain, 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 pain. Yeah. And nobody could stick around. And then all we would do was focus on future state, future pacing, who you get to be. And once you design the end state in mind and you nailed it, you take that, and that's where your marketing comes from. The retention on most of those supplements that were the same subscriptions, we didn't change the product, we just changed the marketing and the messaging, went from 3 months to 12 months or 15 months or 18 months. And so I need to say this to everybody. She just gave you like a 4 minute masterclass and like every ounce of marketing. And it doesn't matter about your product or service. It matters that you can see this, and I'm going to lead this. Well, you're like, I don't know how to do that, or I don't see that. You have no business selling a product. You're just creating a liability for yourselves, right? Because the product isn't the solution. Like, we do not win when people buy our product. We only win when they buy our product and get closer to the result, right? They get a clarity, they get a breakthrough, they get, it's not the completion. It's clarity, it's progress, right? No one completes everything 100% of the way, but I think people forget, like I used to say this in my keynotes, I'm like, put your hand in the air if your biggest fear is you're not going to get another customer. And everybody's hands go up. And I was like, you might as well close your business now. And they all look at me and I was like, because if your biggest fear isn't somebody bought my product and didn't get a result, you have no chance.
Yeah.
And it speaks to what you said. And I watch you do this so well and like so eloquently, like a surgeon with your words. And so I love it. And then you said something at the beginning, though, I actually wanted to loop back around on because you were talking about leading with value, right? And sharing that transformation. Mm-hmm. But what I also notice is that you lead with a shit ton of value and you actually help people and you share things. Like I saw a post the other day and you spoke directly to your avatar and you're like, well, if I had to start again from scratch right now, here's exactly what I would do. But it wasn't, oh, give me your email, give me your credit card. It's like, no, this is exactly what I would do. I would show you what I will do. And this is what I would do. Oh, and if you would like to know how to do it, I can also help you with that. Or you can just watch me do it again.
Yeah.
So when you think about value, like how do you think about going about like your social media?
I give all of my information. Like everything that you want to learn from me, you can get it for free on Instagram. And here's the thing is that like the information you're dancing.
Girl, I'm like, I'm over here. Like, I'm like, I'll be your MC. I'll be your hype man. I'll stop keynoting forever and just intro you as long as you give me a mic and I can be like your hype man.
I love that. But no, I'm huge on value because I say this a lot, especially in my messaging, but I'm a Christian. I believe in the Lord. I believe in God, Jesus, you know, maybe other people don't, but I do. And one thing that I know about my Lord is that he always led with value. When he came to this earth, everything he did was to give away all of his knowledge. And obviously there's a deeper message behind what he was doing, but we can look at the resemblance of what he did when he came here, whether you believe he's real or he's not real, it doesn't really matter. The point is that we have to, as human beings, lead with value. We have to give everything away. It doesn't matter. My goal is not to make millions and millions and millions of dollars. That'll be nice. It's awesome. But that's not my goal in my life. My goal in my life is to help other people. And if I could help you with my free content, why wouldn't I do that? And honest and truly, that allows me to work with people who are like, okay, I saw how you did it. I just need some more guidance. So it's like, you already know my structure. You already know what I'm going to teach you. We just need to figure out how to get it to apply to your business. And that is a disconnect. And I think for a lot of people, they are afraid that if they give away all of their information, that no one is going to hire them. But that is just not the case. When you give away all of your information to other people or out there, people are like, if this is what she gives me for free, could you imagine what a paid version of her container is going to be like, or his container is going to be like? That is helping people. That is service. And I believe in selling with integrity, selling with service, and leading with my heart, because I'm here to help you. I'm here to help you see transformation.
Yeah. And I'm going to give some marketing lessons to people because you've heard me recommend it. Go read The Go-Giver. Go read The Go-Giver. It's an incredible book. But also you've heard me say this. Our job isn't to find our ideal client. It's to create them.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's the thing. No one technically needs a personal trainer, do they? Since everything's for free on the internet. So why is that still a multi-billion dollar industry? People don't pay for information. They pay for access and accountability. I used to teach this a long time ago, but I don't anymore. But yeah. I used to give this keynote. And I would write on the board, I'd write free, opt-in, and paid, right? And I'm like, all right, cool. Somebody give me the difference between each one of these. If you're recording a piece of content, what's the difference? And I would get hundreds of answers. None of them would be right. And I'm like, I'll break this down for you really quickly. Free content's the idea. The moment you take that idea and add structure to it and a plan, you get their email. The moment you add access, personalization, and accountability, you get their credit card, but the idea is the same. And so I can go do a reel on the three biggest mistakes that people make in customer journey for free. I could do a reel saying, here's the three biggest mistakes people make in customer journey and my 3-day guide to take you through it and implement it in their business. And they give me their email. And I'm like, or you cannot make these three mistakes. I can help personalize them to you and teach you these things and come into my container. But it's still the three mistakes, no mm-hmm. matter which way we slice it. And so at a very deep level, and she did not talk about this, but I will because I'm obsessed with human behavior and psychology and really understanding how simple biological creatures we are. And when we get that, yeah. we can influence transformation at a massive level, because our job is to be a catalyst for people so they can become the hero of their own story. Well, wouldn't it be nice if the first time somebody walked into your gym, they already knew about your workouts, your protocols, and your theories. So they were like, hey, I'm ready to go. And you're yeah. like, well, yeah. And I'm like, then why would you keep that away from them? Because the worst thing that happens is you give it to them. And if you give it to them, they can only do one of a few things. They can use it and it works, which meant they were never your dream client in the first place. But now mm-hmm. the only thing they can do is go tell everybody else about you. If you give it to them and they don't use it, you gave it to them for free. And when they need it, who's the only person they're going to call for help when the time is ready? That's called a social yeah. trigger, by the way. Endowment, read the book Catalyst. If they use it and it doesn't work and they get frustrated, they're going to call and ask for help. And if they don't use it at all, what are they going to be like? Oh my God, I can't believe this woman. I tried to join her program. She sent me this thing for free. I didn't use it and you're horrible. No, there's no way to lose the game.
Yeah.
And so this is how I literally, I'm like, we are kindred spirits. I was like, girl, go, 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 go. But it also, for me, it's so important because I feel a fiduciary responsibility when I create content, when I put things out, that it actually lands and makes a difference. Like, I don't want to live in an echo chamber. I don't want to, quite frankly, like I wouldn't be on social. Like, I was off for 4 years. Well, my job mm-hmm. determines, well, where my people hang out, they hang out on social. So I'm back. But like, really, I'd love it if I sat on my couch and I hit like broadcast and everybody got to see it and I didn't have to be on social media. But in the lens of that, we get to meet our customers where we are. But then you've also heard me talk about like, you'll never win on width, but you're guaranteed to win on depth. And so you yeah. think about all the people right now and 99% of marketing getting transacted upon, getting tricked. Oh my God, I can totally help you. Let me do this webinar. I'm going to exacerbate all your pain and then convince you I'm the only solution. Fuck off. I'll say it boldly. Screw off, right? Like, yeah. no. And here's my tilt, and Sienna will vouch for this. If anybody ever promises you your clarity or their path for you, run. Run. It's yours. Yeah. And if anybody is good, they can help adjust it to be yours, not theirs. And that's like a big tilt yeah. that I've noticed over the years. It's like a really easy litmus test. I'm mm-hmm. like, no, it's my way. It's my way. I'm like, run. Run yeah. as far as you can. I was like, because that way worked 18 months ago and they're selling it to you as they figure out the next thing that they're going to sell in 18 months. Get away. Get
yeah,
away.
I and used so, to do that. Like, I even did, in my yeah. coaching containers, I used to tell people, like, I would say, everyone, this is what everybody is doing. And I had to walk away from that. Like, okay, everything that I have done doesn't work for everybody else. What works for you is what's best for you and your life and your business. And so I started giving everyone their own strategies based off of their lifestyle, based off of what they're capable of actually doing. And I started seeing people succeed. And you're right. I think in this space, there's way too much of copycats. So like, here is exactly what to do, exactly step by step. But that doesn't make any sense because it's not the best solution for every single person, which is why I had such a hard time in that program I talked about in the beginning of this episode.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I have my intuition just hit a random spot and I was like, I got to ask you a question. I've talked about books. Yeah. I'm innately curious. Like, what are some of your favorite books when it comes to like business or marketing?
This, I don't know how this is going to sound or not sound, but like, the Bible is my favorite book for yeah. business and marketing. Facts. And I think like, even if you don't believe in Jesus, there's so much in there that you could take into building a business. And when I look at how I build my business, I build it based off of how Jesus built his. And, you know, a lot of people are like, well, it's not really a business, Sienna. But in essence, it is. Like, he started with 12 followers. If we look at this compared to like Instagram, 12 followers to now has like millions and millions and millions of followers. But he started small and he poured into those people. And I made a post about this one day, but I was like, imagine what can happen and the impact that can happen when you pour into your followers that you have now. For a lot of newer business owners, they may have like one or two or 100 followers. Okay, but if you were in a room with 100 people, what does that impact look like? Like, that is amazing.
Thank you. Yes.
Pour into those 100 people that showed up for you, because those people are going to tell other people. And that's exactly what the disciples did. He poured into 12 people. Imagine if you have 12 followers and you just poured into them. He poured into those 12 people and they went and they started spreading his message over and over and over again and repeating themselves in different countries, And now look at what we have. I mean, it's been years since he's gone. And historically speaking, we can prove by history that he was actually alive. We can't prove, you know, the other things, but we can prove he was a real human. It's been years and years and years and years and years since he has passed. And yet there are still people that are obsessed with him, right? I'm one of them.
And myself included. I'm one of them.
Yeah. And I think it's amazing. And like when I have a networking call that I host on Thursdays, when I started my networking call, I had five people sign up, five people for weeks. I could only get these five people to show up. I poured my heart and my soul into those five people. And now, like within 4 months after doing that, I got 200 and something people registered for my networking calls within 4 months. It's because I poured into four little people that showed up. I could have said, oh, wow, it's only four people. I don't want to do this anymore. I could have given up. I could have said, okay, it's only four people. I could have had a negative mindset with these four people. But instead, I chose to pour into them. So, yeah, I think in my opinion, just to answer your circle back, answer your question, the Bible is my greatest.
Well, marketing. Here's what's so funny. I'll send you this video later. I'll get your car. I was watching a video last night of somebody breaking down. And, like, I'm a former personal development coach. I mean, like, I don't claim to be, but I went through it all and everything. And, like, we all understand the distinction of be, do, have, right? Like it's like you can't do a thing. And like I watched somebody break it down yesterday of like the thought comes from the Father, but it has to be matched with the heart because it has to be a thought matched with a state of being before you put it into action. And I was like, you're surrounded by it. But here's the thing that I'll say. I've had God in my life the whole time. And a lot of people have thought that I was trying to run away, like with plant medicine and breath. I'm like, no. I was trying to find my way home. I just didn't realize that I was there the whole time, but I've consumed almost everything from Advaita to Buddhism, to Muslim, to Christianity, to plant medicine, to breath work, to consciousness, to you name it. Like I've been in it. And even in the lens of what you just talked about, if you don't believe in God and you believe in scarcity and abundance, the number one rule of abundance is that if you're not grateful for what you already have, you're not getting any more. And I say this to people because as of right now, I've been on over like 10,000 podcasts in the last like 13 years. But I have been, I think, over 500 people's first podcast. And they're like, why would you come on my show? And I was like, why wouldn't I? I was like, I had a number one podcast. Like I had a number one episode. You have a number one episode. I will tell you that has benefited me massively because some of those podcasts went on to have like 20 million downloads and everybody starts at the first show. And I'm like, hi, I'm George. I was here, right? But I genuinely like want to give credence to what you're saying because it doesn't matter the lens. But I also like I've been on events. I'll jump on calls and like I've jumped in other people's communities and they're messaging me before. They're like, hey, like we had like 38 people not be able to show up. We have two people on the call. I'm like, great, let's go. It's already blocked in my calendar. Let's go. I'm like, if there's one, and I even had an event here in Montana where they had like 50 people, all the speakers pulled out, everybody left and like six people showed up and the speaker's like, you don't have to come. I'm like, I'm on my way. And I ran the whole day and there were eight people in that room. And this was like 3 years ago. Every one of them is still in my ecosystem. And I'm like, that is the game. Like we forget that before you can have the garden and 800 rows of plants, like you actually have to build the first bed and you have to plant it and you have to water it. And then you have to pick it. And then you got to learn and you got to keep going. And so like I am like, let's go. Let's go. I got choir arms over here. Like,
I will say for my non like Christian listeners, one book that I do like, I wouldn't say it's a book that I pour my everything into, but it's a book I like. And it's called Sell Without Selling Out or Sell Out Without Selling Out. I don't know if you've heard of that book, but
I haven't. No.
It is so good. It is about how to sell with a people first mentality. And it, I mean, this book blew me away because I was like, this is everything that I have been teaching. It's like, I do not want to sell with my product in my verse. I want to sell with my heart, the transformation. I also understood that I wanted to sell with the person in mind who's buying, right? Instead of looking at everybody as a number, I want to look at everyone as a person. And so this book has really helped me to reform how I'm selling in my life.
That's the blue one, right? Andy Paul?
Yes.
Yeah, yes. Sell without selling out. You nailed it.
Sell without selling out. There you go.
I had to pull it up because I added it to my Audible and I was like, I'll make sure I know the title and I'm adding it to my Audible.
Yes, it's a good
now,
book.
Now, I think I'm going to like start landing with this question, but now I want to kind of hear from you because like I look at you and I'm like, girl, you got this. Like I can tell you where you're going to be in 2-3 years, whether you can see it or not. I'm like, can you just keep me in the friend circle so I can like sing your praises and intro you for a keynote? But in that lens too, like you're really big on creation, right? Do you intentionally consume or like what is your consumption? What is your learning like? Or is it more like I'm staying focused until I identify there's something missing? Like what is that like for you?
I don't consume a lot. So like on the if we're talking about content specifically, I try to just stay off of social media. I actually don't have a single personal social media account. I only have business accounts because I do not have any desire to be on social media. It's one of those things that's necessary for my business growth, for me to connect with people. And I love it. I love connecting with others, but there's a time and there's a place for things. I'm not in a state of life right now where I should be on social media all of the time. I also cannot, and I've learned this about myself, I cannot create content if I'm consistently consuming other people's content. Because I am the type of person, and this goes for movies, books, TV shows, whatever, even music, I am the type of person that gets so drawn in and my state of being and changes, right? Like if I'm watching a violent TV show, which I think this goes for a lot of people, I'm going to have bad dreams about me doing something crazy because I watch this TV show. So it's like my messaging gets lost when I look at other people. And so I don't follow anybody who does the same thing as me. If we are in the same industry, I'm not following you back. You can follow me. I don't mind, but I will not follow you because I don't want to see your content. It is going to hurt me more than it's going to help me. And I had to learn that. And I think like a lot of gurus on social media are like, oh, you should be following people who do exactly what it is that you do. And I'm like, no, why? So I can get lost in their messaging and lose my voice in the process. I'm good. I'm not losing my voice. Like I know who I am. I need to stick with that. But I have a hard time, and I know this for myself personally, discerning my voice from someone else's voice if I'm constantly consuming. Mm-hmm. Now, on an educational standpoint, I'm very like, the only time I'm like trying to consume content, like maybe YouTube or like tuning into a course or a program or something like that, is if I know for a fact that something is missing. I have become intentional about how I spend my money. And it also has to do with the state of life that I'm in. I have a young child. I have another child on the way. I'm a military spouse. There's so much that's going on in my life. I don't have time to sit in containers, to sit on calls, in programs, or to be physically in the room all the time. And it's not that I don't want to. I just do not have the time. I can't. And so I'm very careful with how I hire and how I like decide to move in that direction. Like I'm in the middle of hiring a coach right now for Facebook ads. And that's because that's something that I do not understand properly. And I'm happy to learn from somebody else, but this is one thing, I'll just say this really quick. I don't believe in hiring someone who can teach you what you say that you can do for others. So I will never hire a sales coach. That's because I am a sales coach. If I say that I'm a sales coach, you better believe I better know how to sell my own offers. And if I don't, there's a problem, and I should not be out of integrity calling myself a sales coach. I just don't believe in that. And I see that far too often where people are hopping into containers to help someone with something that they claim that they can do for other people. Well, if you can do it for other people, you can figure out how to do it for you. Like I create all my sales strategies. I know like my capacity. I understand how to sell. What I need right now is a strategy on how to make my Facebook ads work. So that is what I'm hiring for.
My God. I could literally podcast with you all day. I'm just sitting over here and I'm like, everybody, that's another rewind spot, because you wonder why. And I'm gonna paint the picture. You see Sienna in current state right now, right? Whenever this podcast drops, I promise you in a year, you're going to ask how she got there. And I'm going to tell you to re-listen to the 5 minutes she just shared. Discipline, focus, needle movers, creation, building her business, not consuming other people, protecting her energy, being intentional about what she does, every action, not wasting money, taking it seriously, building a foundation where this thing is going to run itself and be around forever, because it's built on concrete, not sand. And the level of depth and understanding in the business is what makes it stand and last forever, because you're building it the right way. And so for everybody listening, that entire thing, and you've all heard the story, because I didn't consume content for 3 years after having a very traumatic, well, like life-changing experience. But then Jim Quick was a dear friend of mine, and he looked me dead in the eye one day, and he's like the leading brain guy. And he's like, yeah, your brain's poison because you program your supercomputer with everything you don't want. I'm like, what do you mean? He's like, give me the last three songs you listened to. And it was like rap and country music about like how my dog died and my wife left me. And he's like, what are the shows you're watching? And I was like, you know, and he's like, oh, you wonder why you feel this way. And I had so much ingrained like states of being in my body or thoughts that weren't mine, that it took like a year before I like literally felt relatively clear again, because I had been consuming so much. And now it's the opposite. Like, it takes so much for me to consume and it has to tickle. I have to be like in. And the only thing I watch now is my son and I, we watch funny videos on the internet, and he loves watching the same videos as me. We watch guys crash RC cars and like go help people. And I'm like, I'll do this with my 7-year-old today. It's just filling my heart. Right. But I think we also get to recognize, and Sienna, I have to just, I'm impressed, but I'm humbled and I'm honored that you like took the time to come on here today. But like, genuinely, like I can say that I like love you to pieces. Like, I am like your hype man. I got you, whatever you need. I'm like, I am team Sienna all the way.
I appreciate that.
So if you hear like a really loud dude in pink from like miles away in some big stadium you're keynoting, just I'll hold up my pink boots and you'll remember it's me. But I genuinely can say that like this podcast is loaded with like the most clear wisdom, nuggets, focus, takeaways of things that took me 15 years to be able to synthesize. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart for reminding me and tuning in and like really sharing your passion and sharing your heart. And for everybody listening, this would be an episode that I would go back. I'd listen to it once, and then I'd go back with a pen and I'd listen to it again, so that you can tune in to the paradigm, but then sit down and see yourself in it and start to understand where you can ask those same questions and where you can cut that focus in and where you may be leaking energy out, or where your messaging is getting tainted from other people, or where your comparison is the thief of your joy and even your power. Because I'll say this to all of you, there is no other you. And if you tune in and become everybody else's version, you turn off the one thing that makes you different, that stands above every other offer, which is you. Yeah, you're the difference. And so I'm like all day. So, okay. So first, cause I'm a massive fan of your Instagram, can you tell everybody your Instagram, please?
Yeah. My name on Instagram is Sienna Kopischke.
Can you spell that,
I'm sure
please?
You'll put that in the show notes.
But can you spell it for everybody?
A Kopischke is my last name. Kopischke. And Sienna is spelled with a C, C-I-E-N-N-A.
And we will have it in the show notes. It will be tagged in every single clip. It will be out there. And so I just have one last question for you. And I'm really, really interested in hearing this one. I used to ask this question a little bit of a different way, but I just imagine that everybody listening right now, we get to the end of the episode. I would just love for you to share any wisdom that you'd like for them to bring on their hearts leading forward. Like, if there was one thing, one fortune cookie, one sentence, thought, it doesn't matter length, but like, what's the one message that you would love to leave everybody with on their heart?
I think you need to be true to yourself. You need to be authentic. And when I say authentic, I mean, you just have to show up as you, the version of you that is dancing in your bedroom with the music on blast, the version of you that is in your house with your kids or your spouse or alone, whatever that version of you looks like, that is the version of you that should show up on social media, not the version that is put together and beautiful or whatever, because nobody cares about the made up lifestyle that you have. What we do care about is your heart. And as you're doing that, make sure that you're showing up with consistency, especially yes. business owners, right? Show up every day. Talk about your business with full transparency on how it can help someone's life. We talked about, right? Leading, being, talking about the transformation. So show up, talk about your transformation on a daily basis, and don't give up. It's a long journey, but you got this.
I love it. I can't add anything to that magic except thank you, thank you, thank you. And for everybody listening, if you could do me a favor and just send her any graces, any gratitudes, anything on Instagram, if anything landed, because I know it matters to her and it matters to me, because this was absolutely incredible, Sienna. And I'm putting it on my radar that we do it again. And so we'll pin that one in the future.
1 year from now.
Yeah, as long, that would be a good one. We'll actually pin that. I'll tell Ashley, like, hey, we need CN in a year so I can tie that whole open loop together. And then I'm going to be like, hey, where are you? Like, yeah, I'm like, all right, I'm going to start the show. It's going to be titled, I Told You So. That's I already titled it. I already titled
there
it.
There we go.
I one Told You So today. With Sienna 1 year from today. Oh, girl, it's been an absolute honor and pleasure. I thank you so much for being here. And thank you for sharing all your wisdom.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm so grateful for this opportunity.
Oh my God, it was a dream. This was like a gift for me. I just felt like I got to hang out with my friend and get taken to church and to school and to marketing lessons and to like heart and to like savagery and surgery. Oh, and like I learned about Harvard Law. I'm like, yep, it all adds up now. It all adds up now. So for everybody listening, please, I can't say this again about this episode. You heard me getting hyped. Like these are the conversations. Like these are the real things. Like these are the principles. And I will say in 2024, they're the ones that are almost required if you want to have any chance of winning in the economy, the world, and the state that we're in right now. And so it's either open up your heart or close your business, in my opinion. And so I'm going to leave this as the credence on how to do that, because you laid it out so eloquently. And so for everybody, this has been another episode of the Mind of George Show, another crazy one, another silly one, and you'll either see me in the next episode or you'll hear me in your earballs. But either way, we're out.